revenge, I'll be there to offer him my loving energy as he makes his transition from this life. I've met many other death row inmates, and I've met their mothers and their children and their sisters and their brothers. And this is going to sound very strange to people who've never been in prison and never visited. Some of the finest people I have ever met are people I met in prison. And this has opened an entire new life for me. I consider myself to be one of the most highly blessed people on this earth today, because while Catherine's death was the biggest tragedy that could ever happen, the flip side, the other side, the good side of it is I found my life purpose. And how many people can say that? And my life purpose is to teach the healing power of forgiveness. And I do that in many ways. I belong to a group called Murder Victim Families for Reconciliation. We are all people throughout the United States who have had a family member murdered but oppose the death penalty under any circumstances. And most of us have come to that belief system through the process of forgiveness. I also belong to Murder Victim Families for Human Rights, which is a similar group, but this is an international group. And we're now all over. We're in Japan, and we're in Korea. We're all over Europe. And I'm on the board of directors of a group called Journey of Hope from Violence to Healing. And what that group does is go to a different state every year, and it's led by murder victim families like myself, and we spend 17 days doing public speaking. We speak in schools. We speak in law schools. We speak in churches. We speak at civic groups. We speak in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. And what we do is tell our stories and to demonstrate that the healing power of forgiveness is the way we can be healed. And we see people that so unfortunate. We feel I have such sorrow for the people who are still in anger and rage, and they still expect an execution to make them well. Because I know about the anger and rage. I understand how they feel. I've been there. I've done that myself. But we know that they go to execution expecting to be healed, and we see them 2 years later, and they're just as angry. You can't be healed by watching another person be murdered by the state. And I believe that an execution is a state-sanctioned, premeditated murder. And murder is wrong. It doesn't matter whether it happens in the home, in a school, on the streets, or in a prison. It is still the ultimate act of violence against another human being. And there is nothing right, and there's nothing healing. One of our slogans for Murder Victim Families for Reconciliation is, "Not in my name." And what we're saying is, do not kill another human being and say you're doing it for me. And more importantly, we say, do not kill another human being in the name of my beloved child or whoever in my family has been killed, because an execution does nothing to honor their spirit. My work is how I honor the spirit of my dear, dear daughter, Catherine.
And again, for those of you who may just be tuning in, welcome. This is You Are What You Love. And the book is You Are What You Love. And you've been listening to Abigail. And she is sharing with us the most profound, life-transformative story. The story of the journey into forgiveness. And Abigail, would you share with us, if people wanted to get in contact with you, maybe they wanted to have you come speak, or maybe they've lost a family member, or maybe they want to make a contribution to Catherine's foundation. How would they contact you, sweetheart?
There's a number of ways you can do it. You could go right directly into the website. I think you put the website in your book.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But would you just go ahead and articulate
right,
it for them?
Right, www.CatherineBlount.com. FDN. So it's CATHERINE B as in boy, L-O-U-N-T, and then F as in Frank, D-N.org. Yeah. But you know what? If you put my name in, Google it, you'll the Catherine Blount Foundation will also come up. And my name is A-B-A-G-A-Y-L-E. So there are a lot of ways to get people. It's just amazing what happens by having a website up. I get emails from people all over the world who say that they've been working on something and they need to forgive and they can't forgive and they've been struggling, and then finally they find my website and they write to me and they say, thank you so much. Thank you so much, because reading your website has helped me and now I'm able to forgive and I get on with my life. I just got a call today from a man who just got out of prison in Southern California and was looking for his dear friend who's on death row in San Quentin. And he said he went in and Googled the name and found my website, because I've got pictures of some of the men that I visit. And he said, I want to start writing to him again. How do I do it? It's just, people come from all over, from every walk of life, and it's been really a wonderful experience. And I feel Catherine's energy, with me, directing me, helping me, being there for me. I know that if it had been reversed, if I had been the one that was murdered, that Catherine would be doing this work in my name. And I can say that I can still feel my mother's presence, because I know that she is so pleased with what I've done and is so happy that my life has taken this incredible direction. One of the things that when I talk in a high school, almost always, at least one of the students will raise their hands, and what they want to know is, well, what did your two other children think when you forgave the man that murdered their little sister? And, that's a valid question. It's something that the adults never think of. And what I can tell them is my children were very happy, very happy. Because when I forgave Douglas, they got their mother back. And by that, what I'm saying is they got to have me as I truly am, as God intended for me to be. And I always tell the students, I said, now, think about your own mom. And all of you listening to this, you can do the same thing. Think about your own mother. Would you rather have your mother living with anger and rage and depressed and waiting for revenge? Or would you like to have your mother living in a state of grace? And the students get it immediately. And it's interesting, because I've met a lot of people in my travels. I met several people in Europe, for example, who were telling me that they had lost a sibling, they lost a brother or a sister. And they said, and the worst part was that they also lost their mother, because their mother could not get over the event, could not forgive, could not get on with her life. And so that's something I want people to think about. Our system in this country of revenge doesn't heal people. It does nothing. Nothing for the victim's family.
Isn't that the truth, sweetheart? And you know that old saying that the truth shall set you free? This is one of the ways that we know when our mind and our heart and our spirit and soul has touched the truth, because it sets us free.
Correct.
And I know that that's the power behind your sharing and your story, is that every time you hear it or you reflect on it, it sets you free.
Absolutely, it does. And it's something that it's changed my life so profoundly. My mother did not raise me to go into prison. My mother did not raise me to do what I do now. But she would be so happy if she knew what I was doing, because going just that first visit has led to so many other experiences for me. I do a workshop called Alternatives to Violence Project. It's called AVP, and it's a 3-day workshop that we take into into prisons, and we work with lifers. We work with people who, you know, according to society, are very dangerous and are being in prison for a long, long time. And I come out of those three-day workshops feeling like I have done what God put me on earth to do. Because when you can touch people that much, when people, they come up to us and they say, this has been the best 3 days I have ever had since I got into prison, and I will never forget what you came here to teach me. It just makes life so rich and so beautiful and so full of love. Now, instead of giving out hate and rage, I give out love. And guess what I get back into my life? I get love. I get love from everywhere.
And there's no spiritual downside to that at all.
None.
And for those of you who may have just joined us, this is You Are What You Love, and I'm your host, Wishali. And the book is You Are What You Love, and the website is youarewhatyoulove.com. And we are talking with Abigail. And Abigail has been sharing with us her story of forgiveness. This is truly one of the most powerful stories you will ever hear. It's the end of chapter 5 in my book, You Are What You Love. And the point is, you are what you love, and you love whatever you give your attention to. And Abigail has been sharing with us the power of when you give your attention to forgiveness, and that becomes what you love. And she's just been sharing with us recently about her prison ministry. And Abigail, you had shared with us earlier, that was very revealing, that question about what students at high schools ask. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because as soon as I heard that, everything inside of me said, yeah, I need to hear the answer to that too. And you're right, you know, the adults forget to ask that. But when you go into prisons and you're dealing with inmates, and you're dealing with people that, as you mentioned, our culture is just stamped pariah, dangerous and no longer reclaimable by any valuable society. When you go in and you talk to them, is there like a most frequently asked question, or is there something that they inquire about from you?
The thing I hear over and over and over again is, how can I let the people that I hurt know how remorseful I feel, how very sorry I am for what happened. Now, we have rules in the prisons, and in all the prisons I've been in, so I can't speak for every prison, that say that the inmates or the prisoners are not allowed to write a letter or contact in any way the family of their victims. So they cannot write a letter to someone expressing their remorse, expressing how sorry they are, expressing, you know, how badly they feel. They can't even send a friend or a family member out to talk to anyone. And so it's part of the system that we have set up creates a dynamic that, in many cases, keeps the doors closed. Now, I would not have been allowed to visit Douglas if I had written on my form that I sent in, I just put friend. It never occurred to me to do anything else. If I had put mother of his victim, I would have been barred from the prison. They would never have let me in. So God's hand was guiding me when I filled out the visiting application. So that's the thing I hear the most. And the other thing they say the most to it's not just me, but the other people with the workshop that we do is, thank you for taking your time to come and be with us. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it. We're just so appreciative of what you're doing. This is helping me. I can now deal with problems. I'm going to go back and deal with the negatives that keep knocking us down in a different way.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Is creating a new response.
Right. And there's so little rehabilitation being taught, being done. They have, over the past 10 years, they have just, it's been a slow process of taking away all of their rights, their education, programs, treatment for drugs and, you know, abuse. What they are doing today is warehousing people. And they're not helping them in any way to make a life when they get out. And we have to remember 95% of all the people in prison eventually get out. And if we've done nothing to heal them or make or show them how to live, I mean, what do we expect? And it's an ongoing thing for me. You know, I have to remember every time I go into the prison, I have to forgive the guards. I have to forgive the system. I have to forgive the people who voted for laws that made unreasonable sentences be the norm. So, you know, it's an ongoing thing. It just goes on and on. But, it's a tool in your life that keeps you centered.
And when people are reviewing this story and this show in their heart and their mind, if there was one thing that you would want them, you could gift them, that you would want them to walk away with in their heart, what would that be?
Ah, boy, there's so many things to say. Well, first of all, I'd tell them to buy your book and read Chapter 5.
I agree.
And I would say anger and rage against another person is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. I'm reading this off my website. These are things I've written. You simply cannot manifest miracles in any area of your life when you are tangled up with such negativity as hatred and vengeance toward anyone or anything. Boy, that's profound. That's from Wayne Dyer. I think that bottom line that I use, forgiveness is not something you give away. It's a gift that you give yourself, and it's taking back your power. It's living fully. It's getting, you know, positive energy is so rewarding and so uplifting, and negative energy is so pulls us down and destroys us.
No matter how justified it may seem.
Right.
In the moment.
And, you know, another thing that people need to know is that forgiveness is a process, you know, and there's no time frame. So each person's going to take their own amount of time. It's going to be how they can do it, when they can do it, and there are no magical formulas. And there are all kinds of books out on the market right now about forgiveness, saying this is how you forgive. Well, it's not that easy. It'll be right for one person and not right for another. So keep searching, keep looking. Send me an email. Be more than happy to talk to anybody that wants to contact me.
And would you review that information real quickly for people how they might contact you, sweetheart?
Okay, it's www.catherineblountfoundation.org, and let me spell cat. It's C. A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, B as in boy, L-O-U-N-T, F as in Frank, D as in dog, N as in Nelly, .org. Or put my name, A-B-A, and then the last name is G-A-Y-L-E, put that into Google. And even if you Google it, you'll come up with the Catherine Blount Foundation.
Thank you
and
so
especially
much.
Especially, I would love to hear from people who have had family members murdered who are struggling with what to do and how to act. Because you know what? It's really hard in our society to do what I've done. And because there's so many people who think that it's crazy. They don't see the benefits of it. You know, I've got a friend whose daughter was murdered, and she went to speak to a group of people who had also had someone murdered. And at the end of it, one woman came up to her, and because she had done her forgiveness work, and this one of them in the meeting came up and said, "Well, I guess you didn't love your daughter as much as we loved ours."
Oh,
and that's the kind of thing that we kind of get used to hearing. And it doesn't change because we know where we are. We know that we've been blessed.
And I acknowledge and support you in your process of taking back your personal power, whether it be in the company of other people that are still striving to find their own forgiveness truth, or whether it's in the companionship of someone that has done such irreparable damage to your family. I want to thank my guest on today's show. This has been a particularly special show. It's one that I've been deeply looking forward to doing for a long time because the profound love and truth of this woman's story is something that is truly life-changing. And for those of you who are always wondering, well, how can I make the world a better place? How can I contribute to making heaven on earth? One of the things that Abigail has done here quite beautifully is address that. And it always starts as an inside job. And my prayer would be that those of you who are listening to this would really allow yourself to reflect on how you go about creating heaven on earth as you start removing the negativity in your heart and your soul and your mind by choosing to grow beyond what has hurt you. Because you don't have love, you are it. You don't have divine consciousness, you are it. The power is yours. The realization is in this moment. Your free will is to choose it, to claim it, to live it, to share it. Once again, I want to thank you all, and I especially want to thank my amazing guest, Abigail. Thank you so much, darling. The world is a better place.
Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure to get to know you and to love you.
I couldn't have said it better. And for those of you who've just been listening to this show, this has got to be one of the most remarkable sharings that anyone has heard. And what is so profound is Abigail's intense genuineness and her ability to show up and choose to grow beyond what has hurt her. And for all of you that have received inspiration from this, would like information, or maybe would like to contribute to Abigail's foundation that's carried on in her daughter's name, you can go to www.CatherineBlaut, and that's CatherineBlautFDN.org. You can make a contribution. You can find out if there is an event that you would like Abigail to come to and speak at and support this dialogue of unconditionally choosing to grow beyond what has hurt us. This is an incredibly challenging time to be alive on the planet. This is a time where not only could you be shot for cutting somebody off on the freeway, but it's a time where there's a cultural paranoia about something as simple and mundane as taking an airplane ride. And it's a time where we really need to require of ourselves individually and collectively, we need to require of ourselves the talent to grow beyond what has hurt us. Because like with Abigail and her story of her daughter, Catherine, what has hurt us cannot be changed. It's happened. It's gone. It's in the past. What we have in this moment is the ability to take our life back. What we have in this moment as God creatures having a human experience is the ability to be resilient, to grow beyond, to make a statement that our quality of life and love is so aligned with Prime Source that all we know is that we have the ability to grow beyond what has hurt us. What I love about Abigail is that she has made a monument to the power of love with her life and with her daughter's life and with her daughter's death. She has made nothing but a monument to the power of love. And I know for those of you who are listening to this, what you're looking for is to find that ability in your own life. What you're looking for is to make everything that happens to you in your life a monument to the power of love, instead of making it nothing but a constant cesspool to suffering, to grief, to a need for vengeance. This is a time where we need individually and collectively to stand up and say, what I will do with my will, my love, my service, my purpose is make a monument to the power of love. What I want to do with the things that have happened to me that have caused grief and caused me pain is I want to experience them as something that not only propel me forward, but are opportunities for me to extend my love to the fellow members of the of life forms on this planet, to make myself more loving, more compassionate, more understanding, so that instead of becoming bitter, what we've got is a more transformative community. What we've got is people who are more willing to reach out, like Abigail. And again, if you're interested in having Abigail to come speak at your community, or maybe you'd like to get interested in a prison ministry of your own, and you'd like to contact Abigail and say, I was so touched by your story. I would like to try something like that. How do I get started? What you would do is you would go to www.CatherineBlaut, that's CatherineBlautFDN.org. And you would email Abigail and you would ask her how she could help you get started and what you want to do. Or she can tell you what her schedule availability is for having her come on and speak on one of your platforms and one of your programs. And the whole point of the book, You Are What You Love, is that you are what you love, and you love whatever you give your attention to. That's why Abigail's story appears at the end of chapter 5 in the book. Because the idea is this, if you want to have a life worth living, you've got to practice giving your attention to something that is life-affirming. And what I love about Abigail's story is that in an arena that no one can fake, she models for us how to give your attention to something that is life-affirming in the most hideous possible situation, which would be the loss of a child, the loss of a loved one, and a loss that is appearing to be meaningless, that seems to have no purpose behind it. And so I know there are many of you out there that are listening to this, and you've been moved by this, and I want you to know that those of us here at You Are What You Love and those of us here at Contact Talk Radio are thinking of you, and we're wishing you well, and we're extending our love to you, and we're extending our well-wishing to you, and we want you to know that love never dies, and we want you to know that you are part of our community, and we care for you. We always want to hear from you. So you're welcome to email me personally at v@purplev.com. And if there's more information that you would like, I'll be happy to get that for you. Again, if you would like to get a copy of my book, you can go to purplev.com, V for victory, V for very alive. You can go to purplev.com. You can enjoy a download sample of the book. You can go to amazon.com. You can go to Borders. You can go to Barnes & Noble. You can go to any major bookstore, and you can tell them that you want You Are What You Love. There's also a companion playbook, which after the show might not be a bad idea to get in touch with play. There's also the book on CD. And the idea with the book on CD is that all the things we've been talking about, giving your attention to what is life-affirming, letting go of being self-critical, choosing to have a life worth living because that is your value, your power, and your worth as a God creature. This is your gift. And when you get the book on CD, you get to listen to it, reinforce it, claim it, be it, love it, have it. So I want to wish all of you much love, many outrageous blessings. We at youarewhatyoulove.com and Contact Talk Radio wish you the best. And remember, love never dies.